Love it or hate it, the State of the Union is the only show tonight in Washington. But there's another hot ticket in the Capitol coming up in a few weeks' time. And you can bet this guy will draw a crowd, too.
Hello, I'm James Hunter. I do a bit of singing and a bit, little bit of guitar.
James Hunter, Brit soul singer and band leader of the James Hunter Six.
And we have a new album out, and it's called Whatever It Takes. This is track one, side one, and this is the first one on the album, and this is called I Don't Want to Be Without You. And it's all about my wife.
When we met, I was pretty well set in my ways. I didn't care how or where I spent my day. But now that all has changed, I never wanna be the same. Love you so that all I know is I don't wanna be without you, baby, like before. I don't wanna be without you, baby, no.
This record was recorded at Daptone Studios. We took 2 weeks to do that one song. And we were stuck between record deals. We hooked on to Daptone because their output seemed to be in line with the feel that we were going along with. And Daptone did like us, but they'd, with possibly some reservations, but we wore them down in the end. I think we just camped on their doorstep and begged them to sign us up. Eventually they got fed up of, you know, trying to get out of it, and they agreed to it.
Oh, I sure knew when I was beaten while competing for your hand. I said, all is fair in love and war, there's nothing more to understand. Pride was set aside now that the deed was done. I said, forget her, now the better man has won. I thought I knew.
I love soul. I've always loved it. I really do. And I mean, I used to listen to a lot of that stuff when I was a kid growing up. You know, people like Sam Cooke, Jackie Wilson and the Four Tops and all that stuff like that.
When you go through a day and the things that people say,
particular singer I found quite inspiring is Lou Johnson. He had quite a sort of muscular range, and I don't think he had quite the chart success he should have had, but we don't quite know why.
And when your jet can't accept the abuse you are taking, oh darling,
reach out for me.
I think really soul music is the kind of thing that captured a lot of people in the UK, is because it's not something most of us can actually do effectively ourselves. I mean, you hear a lot of homegrown singers trying to emulate it, and the results are mixed at best, I suppose. This last cut we'd like to inflict on you is called It Was Gonna Be You.
If anyone was gonna be a guiding hand.
I wrote it under pressure from my wife, who also inspired it. It was the last one to be written, and it just scraped through, and I'm very proud of it because of how nice it came out under duress and under time constraints.
If there was a future I could put my dreams into, it was gonna be
James Hunter and the James Hunter Six there. Their new album, Whatever It Takes, comes out Thursday. Look for them soon. They're doing 8 U.S. dates in February. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being with us.
If anyone was gonna take my heart and put it back where it belongs, if there could be anyone to reach out and pull me through, it was gonna be you.